This is the case of Little Shop of Horrors. So let's find out more of its details as the litigants now talk to Judge White.
I know you've all been sworn. I've written a complaint.
William Greer, the driver of the president's car, turned in his seat and fired with this assassination pistol at the president's head. An exploding pellet filled with shellfish toxin. Shellfish toxin really killed our president.
With the back, right back of his head was blown out. It had to have been a shot from somewhere over the overpass.
Jacqueline Kennedy, I do believe she killed her husband. I believe there was no shots from outside that car. The actual gun itself was like a derringer.
That the shooter was inside this manhole. Not only is it a perfect shooting position, it's perfect cover. He can have a rifle out in the open.
John F. Kennedy had been hit in the head with a Mercury round, special Mercury round. I was one of two shooters there in Dealey Plaza that day. I was on the grassy knoll.
Major guy to keep under control is Hunt. Don't you have to handle Hunt's financial situation? Don't you agree that you'd better get the Hunt bit? First, you've got the Hunt problem. That ought to be handled.
We backtrack the chain of command up through court fire and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ.